Penguin Random House Audio presents Churchill, Walking with Destiny by Andrew Roberts. Read for you by Stephen Thorne.
If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same. Rudyard Kipling, If. Study history, study history. In history lie all the secrets of statecraft. Churchill to an American student after the coronation luncheon in Westminster Hall, the 27th of May, 1953. Introduction. On Thursday, the 20th of December, 1945, the editor of the Sunday Dispatch, Charles Eade, lunched with Winston Churchill and his wife Clementine at their new home in Knightsbridge in London. Eade was editing the former Prime Minister's wartime speeches for publication, and they were due to discuss the latest volume. Before lunch, Eade had waited in what he later described as a beautiful room with bookshelves let into the wall and carrying superbly bound volumes of French and English books, which Churchill called his snob library. The walls were adorned with pictures of Churchill's great ancestor, the first Duke of Marlborough, and a portrait of Churchill painted by Sir John Lavery during the First World War. The lunch reflected post-war British rationing, an egg dish, cold turkey and salad, plum pudding and coffee. They drank a bottle of claret that the mayor of Bordeaux had just sent over. Churchill told the trusted journalist, who had lunched with him several times during the war, that he had got very drunk at a dinner at the French embassy the previous night, adding with a chuckle, "Drunker than usual."